maybe some new information concerning that missing aircraft, that Malaysian aircraft that turned up missing, and a lot of interest in that. Well, not only interest in what's happened to the people, but also how it could influence business and the economy. Some certain facts of that John Taylor knows about. He's going to bring it to us now. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. Well, the kind of another interesting twist on this missing Malaysian aircraft, which is, you know, just unbelievable. But it turns out that a Austin, Texas-based company, publicly traded company, Freescale Semiconductor, they're a company that make chips that are embedded in automobiles and some of your appliances and all different kinds of things. Well, it turns out that they had 20 of their employees on that flight that was on its way from Malaysia to China and, of course, are missing. And these were people who were high-end employees, very skilled, qualified engineers, and other very technical people. And it's causing a lot of people to say, well, maybe companies should reevaluate some of their travel policies. I mean, should you really have 20 key employees on one flight? Now, these weren't senior executives, but they were people that were engineers and other experts. And they were involved in a major initiative on the part of Freescale Semiconductor to make their chip facilities, one of their facilities in China, one of their facilities in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, more efficient. And it was a major initiative of the company and one of the focuses of their CEO. And 20 people, highly skilled people, boom, disappeared, gone all at once. Yesterday, the market was down some, about 34 points for the Dow, the NASDAQ down a tad, and also the S&P. Some kind of sluggish economic numbers from China that we talked about yesterday morning. Also, more concerns about what's happening between Russia and Ukraine, and then, of course, this vote that's coming up from Crimea to perhaps secede from Ukraine and join Russia. That has markets on edge this morning. Futures are down a few points. And one other kind of interesting story, particularly if you're a frequent user of McDonald's. McDonald's continues to struggle with same-store sales. They reported yesterday that their sales for February were down again. System-wide, same-store sales down about 0.3%, but in the U.S., a more significant decline, down 1.4%. The experts say that it's attributable to several things. Number one, they admit that they added too many items to their menu. It complicated things, made things slower in their kitchen, made their kitchen more complicated, slowing service, turning off customers. So what are they going to do to respond to this? Well, one thing they're going to do is they're going to focus on the quality of their coffee, trying to compete with Starbucks. This is interesting. They're going to install newer, larger prep tables, preparation tables in their stores. On those tables will be a larger abundance of toppings and also different kinds of sauces so that you can perhaps make your sandwich the way you want it at McDonald's. And then, of course, they also say that part of the reason was because of the weather. Well, I'll be glad when the weather finally is no longer an excuse. And lastly, here's another company this morning, American Eagle Outfitters, reporting a significant drop in their profit and also total sales down 7%, same-store sales down 7%, their profit down to only $10.5 million, below expectations, disappointing Wall Street. And, yeah, you guessed it. One of the things that they blamed it on was the severe weather that we've been having in the last few months.
And I know it can have its effect. I tried to get down to McDonald's. It's about five blocks down the road one time. I couldn't get down there, so I know they lost a few dollars that day, but I think I made it up the next day, John.
It's going to be really interesting being able to go in there and maybe dress your burger the way you want it. We'll see if that really happens. That's what they say they're considering.
I wonder. So many changes, and hopefully for the best. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He visits with us every day, and we certainly thank him and Mark Myers. They're, of course, available to you by phone if you'd like to call them, 479-782-2527, or email John Taylor at johntaylor@sternagee.com.